Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Alice Schroeder's biography of Warren Buffett, The Snowball. Sophie, I gotta be honest, I went into this thinking I knew the story, and I was wrong.
Right? Same. Hi, everyone. This book is the definitive Buffett biography, and it's so much more than a finance book. It's really a deep dive into how his mind worked, and the metaphor of the snowball is perfect.
Okay, that metaphor, explain it to someone who hasn't heard it.
Buffett says life is like a snowball. The key is to find a very long hill, start with a very small snowball, and let it roll. The hill is America, the snowball is his capital, and the time is his whole lifetime. It's all about patience and the power of compounding.
And the book starts with his childhood, which is where you see the snowball actually begin. His father, Howard Buffett, was a stockbroker and a congressman, a man of rock-solid principles.
But also emotionally distant. And that's the part that got me. Young Warren had this hunger for approval. His father couldn't really give it to him on an emotional level, so he found it in the stock market. The market always tells you if you're right.
Yeah, it's almost sad. He was this kid memorizing population figures of Nebraska towns and tracking stock prices on his bedroom wall. He bought his first stock at 11.
And he ran a newspaper delivery route like it was a Fortune 500 company. He knew exactly how many customers on each route, the optimal order to deliver, how to avoid the building supervisor. That's the mind of a capital allocator in embryo.
Then he goes to Columbia and meets Benjamin Graham, the father of value investing. Graham's big idea, buy a dollar for 40 cents. Find these cigar butts, companies so beaten down, they have one free puff left.
Buffett was a total disciple at first. He wanted to work for Graham so badly, he offered to work for free. And he learned to be dispassionate, to ignore the market's moods. But here's the twist, he eventually broke from Graham.
And that break is maybe the most important thing in his career. He realized that buying a great business at a fair price is way better than buying a fair business at a great price. That shift from buying cheap to buying quality.
Charlie Munger pushed him on that. Munger said, "It's better to buy a wonderful business at a sensible price than a sensible business at a wonderful price." And Buffett listened.
The vehicle for that was Berkshire Hathaway itself, which he originally bought as a cigar, but a struggling textile mill. He spent two decades trying to make it work, pouring money into a dying industry.
He called it one of his biggest mistakes. But from that mistake, he built the compounding machine. He took cash from the profitable parts of Berkshire and used it to buy wonderful businesses with strong moats.
Like See's Candies. Simple business, beloved brand, pricing power. It just generated cash, which he used to buy more businesses like it. Pure compounding.
But the book is also brutally honest about his personal life. His relationship with his first wife, Susie, is the emotional core. She was his anchor, the extrovert who managed his social life.
And after decades, she got tired of being his emotional caretaker. She moved to San Francisco. And then there's this bizarre, almost functional arrangement where she basically chose Astra to take care of him.
Right, the two women became friends, and the three of them had this triangular relationship. It's strange and painful, but it allowed him to keep doing what he did best, compounding money. The book doesn't sugarcoat the human cost.
The Salomon Brothers crisis in 1991 is another highlight. Buffett had to step in as chairman when a rogue trader nearly destroyed the firm. His reputation for honesty was his most valuable asset.
He told employees, "Lose money for the firm, and I will be understanding. Lose a shred of reputation, and I will be ruthless." That became his public image, the sheriff of Wall Street.
But the biggest lesson for me is about temperament. His intelligence is formidable, but what really sets him apart is his emotional stability. He stays calm when everyone panics, and he gets greedy when others are fearful.
Exactly. It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about being rational and patient. That's a lesson that goes way beyond investing.
And then there's the philanthropy. For decades, he was obsessed with compounding his wealth. Giving it away seemed almost against his nature. But after Susie died, and with his friendship with Bill Gates, he changed.
He gave most of his fortune to the Gates Foundation. It was another act of capital allocation, redirecting the snowball toward public good. The giving pledge was his way of trying to change the culture of wealth.
So my big takeaway? The snowball metaphor isn't just about money. It's about finding your long hill early and letting your own talents compound over a lifetime, and being patient enough to let it happen.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, what's your one-line crystallization?
Buffett's story is proof that a simple idea, applied with discipline and patience over a very long time, can change everything. We'll see you in the next one.